I'm wondering, what's stealing from you? The fear of what's coming or what may happen is anxiety-producing and sometimes paralyzing. It can rob us of contentment and joy, deprive us of sleep, and cause us to make rash, ill-advised decisions. But I'm just wondering, is that the way it should be for the people of God? Of course not. So how do we conduct ourselves as those who walk in the light? Right this minute, our governor has declared a state of emergency in North Carolina ahead of Hurricane Helene, hurling her way here. Newscasters whip up the frenzy to keep viewers watching. Then, folks are worried about the election. What is going to happen as a result of the election? And what is going on in the Middle East? What will the future hold? Close at hand are the work situations where jobs are being eliminated. The waiting is brutal. Who will be next? Challenging, to be sure. But familiar words course through my mind. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1, verse 9. Consider this short account. I want you to pack up all your belongings and leave everyone and everything that is familiar to you. I want you to move. Once your people are on the move, I will direct you. God, talking to 75-year-old Abraham. Courageously, Abraham obeyed and stepped right into his purpose. Thankfully, Abraham was not driven by fear, but by faith. And then there is this familiar man who had had enough of people. Taking care of animals suited him, out, away, and mostly by himself. At 80 years of age, he was at peace. But then, I want you to go to Egypt. Tell the king to set the slaves free. The fact is, he didn't want to do what God was asking because he was afraid. But Moses went. Faith won. Fear did not. Numbers chapters 13 and 14, the fourth book of the Bible. Moses has courageously led the people out of Egypt, and God has brought the mass of humanity right up to the edge of the promised land. The Lord tells Moses, "Send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites." 12 men are selected, and God gives them specific details on what they are to investigate while in Canaan. Even tells them to bring back some grapes. Funny thing happens. 10 of the 12 guys are overcome by their fears, which serves to trample their faith. Why? It seems the 10 completely forget what God has said. Explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving you. God has already promised the land to them, but they can only see the challenges they will face. Their fear immediately infects the rest of the community, causing others to forget what God has promised, to forget what he has already done, how he has set them free from their bondage in Egypt. Oh yes, fear is contagious. That generation of people missed the purpose God has for them to enter the land he promised Abraham, all because of their fear. What to do, you and me, when fear strikes, as it will? Often, I take a hold of Scripture to inform my thinking and then also pray God's words back to him. How I wish I could pray these words over each of you personally right now. Listen to what Paul prayed for his friends in Ephesus, who he dearly loved. I pray that out of God's glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. All of the fullness of God? Yes, to meet you, equip you, and give you strength to stand. Listen to this song.
Strong, try to make them all think I'm strong. Yeah, the face I keep pulling on says I ain't tired, but these tear-stained eyes ain't lying. 'Cause hard, nobody told me.